When we talk about audio description, we perhaps think about television or the cinema, theatres, arts venues, because it's making a bigger and bigger impact, and AD allows blind and partially sighted people the chance to enjoy the visuals. So, for example, someone in a theatre may have a pair of headphones where a describer will tell them all about the action that's going on the stage in between the actor's dialogue, and it sometimes includes a touch tour as well, so before the performance patrons can get on stage, have a talk and a tour of the set, some of the props, even meet some of the cast as well. But what about describing something like ballet or dance? How easy is that to do? Is it a more intense audio description experience? Well, people will get the chance to do just that with a touring dance production. We have Joanne Clivier to tell us a little bit more. Tell me, first of all, a bit about yourself and the performance. What's your connection?
So I'm the choreographer of The North, which is a dance theatre production that we premiered in 2017, and we have been touring since then. And in the past years, I've become interested in audio description, and we are, as you were saying, trying to think, how can we do that in dance? What does it mean? So yes, we are exploring the idea of touch tours, of working with a headset as well, and working with an audio describer that is really almost like a dance specialist. So she can really describe action, but also movement quality, mood, light changes, which are so important in what a dance piece is, and the experience of watching dance and translating that into a different medium through the headphones. But then we're also exploring other ways that we could do that. And, you know, could that also be done with live sound from the dancers themselves as they are dancing? Is there a way to also give a sense of what does that look like at the same time that you're actually doing it? So it's a really interesting journey that we're on, discovering what that audio description means for Dan.
Okay, in terms of the production then, is this a kind of contemporary dance production or ballet?
Yeah, you're right. It's contemporary dance. I call it dance theatre because it has elements, you know, from contemporary dance, from movement, etc. But also there is a storyline, very clear storyline, and the dancers that we work with, they're fantastic actors, they're really versatile. So they are also using their voices. There is a script, the story is about a man called John who wakes up in this place that is called the North, apparently, and these two strange characters meet him and take him on this journey of discovery of what that place is. And I suppose it's a journey about learning to be comfortable with the unknown and with an environment that feels stronger than yourself. So it's interesting because, when you say the word dance, sometimes people can get a little bit scared about it or apprehensive about it. I like calling it dance theater, and it's almost like watching a play with dance or watching a movie with dance, if that makes sense.
When I've been to ballet performances, Joanne, with audio description, something I've noticed which has been of great help is the describer is a professional dancer, so they can describe the moves to us before the performance. They talk us through them. You even get the chance to try some of the movements yourself. So you're really not just painting a picture, you're actually showing the moves that people can relate to during the performance.
Yeah, I think we're really interested in exploring that. And in contemporary dance, of course, we work a lot with the floor, with gravity, with different textures of movement. Sometimes we work also in the piece with actually improvised movement. So we work with movement score, so where the dancers are exploring life as the performance unfolds and we're watching it. So I think that's a brilliant way in to give people an understanding of what's actually happening on stage, when we're able to perhaps share some of those tasks or some of those qualities in advance, so that when the audio describer is describing them, I suppose you get a much more deeper, rich sense of what's actually happening. We've been working with Emma Jane McHenry, who has a lot of experience in audio describing dance, ballet, but also contemporary dance. We've been working with her for a few years, and so she will come, obviously, to rehearsals, to observe, prepare a script. But then I think there is also this beautiful element of working with the script during the performance, but also being really responsive when I've heard her through the headphones when she's describing the audio, describing the performance. It's just wonderful to see how she's also evoking things that are really happening in that moment. And I think that's really crucial for contemporary dance, because perhaps in ballet, you've got a very, very tight set of choreography. Whereas I think in my work, there is a lot of spontaneity. There's a lot of choices that are really made in the moment in response to the audience, to another performer. So I think it's really important that she has a real understanding of what my practice as a choreographer is, so that she can really translate that.
We mentioned briefly at the start about touch tours. So will people get a chance to get on set to have a walk around the stage at all, or get up close to perhaps some of the costumes or props? Because again, you know, that's something which can really paint a picture in people's heads.
Yes, absolutely. I think particularly in this piece, because we're talking about a place, the North, this imaginary place. We've got this open space on stage that feels quite bare. There is a little Christmas tree almost and a solitary chair. And so I think it's really important to get a sense of the scale of how actually empty the stage is, how bare it is, and how John feels lost in that. And I think it's absolutely essential that people have a chance to actually physically walk that distance that just extends for meters and meters. I think that's absolutely really, really important. And then in terms of costumes, we've got two really clear sort of tactile worlds in here. John's costume, he could walk down the street with his costume and you wouldn't realize it's a very casual urban outfit. But then we've got these two creatures, these that are sort of embodying, we're not very sure what they are. Perhaps they're fairies or some sort of forces of nature. And they're wearing this much more elaborate costume, where Scandinavian-inspired woolen jumpers. And there are also a couple of other surprises in that costume that I think is really essential, yeah, that people have the opportunity to really feel them.
It sounds as if it will be a fantastic performance, and really interesting the way that audio description can be woven into this to open up the audience to people who perhaps were excluded before.
Yes, I think that's absolutely crucial, to remove those barriers, and also that sort of conception that in a way dance is not for visually impaired audience members. And I think that it's about time to really challenge that.
You mentioned that Emma Jane is helping you with the audio description, but have you sought advice on the best way to deliver the audio description and, say, the touch tours as well?
Yes, we will be working with Kieran Said ahead of the performance this May. She's a consultant on audio description, and she's helping us to really understand the practicalities of it. So we're going to spend a whole day with her and really almost workshopping how can we best convey what's happening on stage through audio description, through the touch tour, but also through perhaps we're also curious about, can we incorporate some of that description in the actual dancing, because we are using anyway the voice. We're very excited about that, because it opens up sort of new creative possibilities for us.
Joanne, where and when will the audio described performance take place?
So we have an audio described performance on the 28th of May coming up at Platform in Glasgow, Easter House. Unfortunately, we still have limited resources. I would love to be able to offer audio description in every single performance and BSL interpretation in every single performance. But there you go. At the moment, where we're at, we're building towards it. And so the next possibility is on the 28th of May at Platform.
Great start, though, to, as you say, Joanne, introducing audio description. But if people would like more information, what's the best way to do that?
So you can check our website, joannecleverdance.com, or you can also go to Platform website in Glasgow.
Joanne, best of luck with the performance, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.